Melville Dewey was a well-known American librarian who lived between the 19th and 20th centuries. He served as the director of the Columbia University Library in New York and of the New York State Library in Albany. Dewey was also one of the founders of the American Library Association and the American Library Institute. In 1876, he published his decimal classification, which went on to have multiple subsequent editions. How does this tool, still widely used in libraries around the world, work? The Dewey classification divides knowledge into 10 classes, numbered from 0 to 9. Each class is composed of 3 digits and can be further expanded and developed to provide more detailed information about the topic discussed in a document. Each block of 3 numbers indicates a theme, including computer science, philosophy and psychology, religion, social sciences, language, science, technology, arts, literature, history and geography. Furthermore, digits allow the user to identify the historical period and geographic area in which the work was written. The code on the book label indicates the classification, to which the first 3 letters of the name of the author and the first 3 letters of the title are added. The shelving arrangement on the B1T floor follows this classification, starting with books on computer science, information and general works, 000, which are located immediately to the right of the entrance to the room. Beyond the landing desk, the shelves contain books on philosophy and psychology, class 100, religion, 200, social sciences, 300, language, 400, and pure science, 500. Along the ramp leading to the D-wing, low shelves contain tourist guides, which are separated from the rest of the geography books in consideration of their particular characteristics, and so as to make them more easily accessible to readers. In the D-wing, users can find books on other disciplines, technology, 600, arts and recreation, 700, literature, 800, history and geography, 900.